Welcome to the Site Visit Podcast, leadership and perspective from construction, with your host, James Faulkner.
Live from BuildX Vancouver 2024.
All right, Mr. Hamm, back in the saddle. Hello.
Mr. Faulkner, hello. It's good to be here.
It's really good to see you. It is. That's a nice shirt.
Thanks, man.
Is that fresh?
Lululemon special.
Is it?
Yeah.
They have that kind of style?
Yeah.
Because it's so Canadiana looking.
It is. I bought a few. It's almost
root style.
Yeah. You know, you go and
is
you...
Is it soft?
It's really soft.
Okay.
You can feel it.
Okay, let's see. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's pretty soft. Deadly.
You know when you find something you love, and maybe this is just me because I'm like such a uniform kind of guy.
Yeah, you are.
I wear a uniform.
Every day?
Yeah. And waiting for me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, the night before, you find a shirt you like. You find something you like. You buy multiples of them.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Lululemon, you know, this is like the overshirt. I got like four of them.
Just different colors.
Every color.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
When you get really crazy, you buy the same color, just so that it's fresh day to day.
I did that. I actually bought a pair of shoes, and I bought the exact same pair. And they're in a box.
Yeah, just waiting?
Yeah.
Cycle them in so they don't wear out as fast.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or?
But something about the fresh. What about those, what rock star? I think, is it Eminem or is it Usher that only wears a brand new pair of shoes? Like, they just do not wear it the second time. They just have brand new shoes on the go all the time, and they might donate them or whatever, but they only wear them once. That's my goal.
You got to break the shoe in anyway. That might give you blisters every time.
It would. Okay, so.
Let's rock.
A lot of big changes in your life.
Yeah.
You and I used to work together. We had a lot of great memories.
Yeah.
We started this podcast together.
Yep.
And you are now with Caliber. You're back in the construction side of things, GC side of things.
Yep.
So, yeah, tell us what you're doing at Caliber Projects and how things are going.
Yeah, exactly. So, back in the GC world and a little bit more with Caliber. We know Caliber. Caliber's go back with these guys. And Justin and Ian and Zach and Kevin and the gang doing business development, which is good. You know, like for a lot of years, you know, with Sitemax, going out there, getting the deals, pounding the pavement.
Yep.
Thankfully, the sales cycle is a lot different. It's a lot more prolonged.
Yeah.
You don't need to hit up 100 leads or something
Exactly.
That.
Yeah, it's a long tail.
More relationship-based, which is great and I love. So, so business development, half the role.
Less of a drive.
Oh, yes. Less of a drive.
Was that 10 minutes?
Right now it's 5.
That's pretty short.
Yeah. It'll increase to 7 to 10 when I move.
Yeah.
So that's all nice. But, primarily we're out in the Fraser Valley, but I was told to announce to the world, Caliber is open for business.
for business.
Meaning our sandbox, which has historically been Langley, Langley and surrounding area, little Surrey, little Abbey, little Aldergrove area.
Yeah.
We are looking at expanding outside the sandbox. Okay. Just a little dip in the toe, just across the bridge. But actively going to be
into Metro Van.
Starting some things. Yeah, so technically that would become Metro Van, which is exciting. Pushes everybody, and the capabilities are all there, and the process is all there with the team and the construction teams on site. So everyone's excited about that.
So what kind of work is, you know, in the sites for Caliber? I mean, obviously you've been doing a lot of multifamily out in the valley. Is it kind of, what's the focus?
Yeah, focus like the last 5 years, and this is kind of when Caliber really got the name and the notoriety is, you know, one of the going concerns and the going concern in the Fraser Valley with condo.
Yeah.
Six-story condo. Started with townhomes, single-family homes and townhomes when Justin initially started Caliber, but six-story condo. And much of the same as we expand out with the addition of high-rise.
A high rise.
Well, so that's kind of the next step is,
it's a whole
is concrete
level,
and going up. It is a whole. Actually, it's it could be like 20 or 30 or 40 more levels.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, it could be. Yeah.
It's another.
I get another. But it's just another whole complexity in general, though.
Oh, totally, totally.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of wood frame going on when talking high rises.
No. Oh, I mean,
it's just a whole another level.
Again.
Yeah. Sorry for the pun.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, they're pushing all sorts of things and. You know, you get the Etro guys on here, and they'll love talking about I mean, the stuff they do on UBC and stuff like that, but like pushing the bounds of how high you can do different products and different material products and, you know, 20-story buildings and stuff like that. But yes, concrete high-rise.
Concrete.
So, you know, we've been building up this team of high-rise guys or, you know, and gals and just putting a group together that's going to be capable of doing this stuff geographically if we want to expand and capable of doing the product if we want to expand out of the product category as well. So it's all there and now just building the relationships, having the conversations and looking to get in that direction.
Cool. So are you going to all these events and doing all this stuff and chatting with people? And
yeah, you know, in the fall, you know, there's always, hitting up all your events and stuff like that. Something that Justin, so Caliber's principal, that he told me, get ready for winter golf. So winter golf is
the desert?
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be amazing. It's not Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
It's not Palm Springs. It's, you know, in the summer when you like get out and everybody's doing their golf tournaments and everyone's schmoozing that way, winter golf is all the winter schmoozing.
Okay.
So it's like, hey, honey, I'm playing around today, or I'm going to the TD Bank event, I'm going to the CW Bank event, I'm going to the broker event.
I see.
It's a lot of those for 2 months. So
gotcha. Okay.
That's November, December.
Nice.
So, yeah, fun times.
That's cool. That's what winter golf is.
That's winter golf.
So it's a synonym. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's cool. Now I get it. I was like, it sounds cold. It sounds really cold.
I know.
Yeah.
You can do
the
that.
The irons are painful. the hitting an iron thin when it's cold, that hurts. How's the shoulder, by the way, in the golf?
You know what? It's fine.
Yeah.
It's getting, well, you, I kind of never know when something's going to happen, but
when it pops, it's no good.
It's no good. No good. But, it's okay. It's ready for real golf, like spring, summer golf.
Nice.
Yes.
Have you seen that video of Tiger?
I love that you're talking about Tiger. Yes.
This new brand's weird, though. Huh?
I was wondering if you were going to talk about it.
That little, those little stripes of the Tiger?
I know.
It's kind of punk. Like, it doesn't look that great. What's it called? Red something?
Sunday Red.
Sunday Red.
So three words. Sunday Red. You know, it's one of those things that's probably going to grow on you.
It will, yeah.
And then maybe maybe it slowly evolves, but it's supposed to be like a premium golf brand. So who knows? Maybe the quality and the luxury of it is different. Anyway, I'm excited. He's playing first round at the Genesis. I was going to go down to it and didn't, but it's too bad. He's back today playing.
Is he?
Easy, so, even par right now.
The video that I saw was hilarious. So he's like, okay, we're going to do a long drive contest. Have you seen this one?
With Riggs from Barstool on his knees?
Yeah. Then he gets on his knees and just crushes it. I'm like, oh my God. That's crazy.
It's like the running joke in like the golf YouTuber world now. Because, Riggs, one of the guys from the 4Play podcast.
Yeah.
Barstool's golf podcast. You know, they do all these events. And at the Genesis where Tiger launched that new brand and is playing this weekend, Riggs, he opens up and he's like, you know, whatever. Talking about, and you know, when we did this event and you famously outdrove me on your knees, it's becoming this talk amongst whatever, all these social guys that he got roasted in from Tiger on his knees. And he legitimately did. He outdrove him.
I know. Wow. So it did actually result in actually further? Because the short doesn't go that far to see the result of the ball.
I know. No, apparently he did. Apparently he legit outdrove him.
That's awesome.
He's got a lot of power. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still in that body. Mechanical, bionic body.
Yeah, it's so funny how he's sort of become this. He's just a different dude now he's older, huh?
I know. Yeah. Grab a snack. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep. They're good cookies here that we're snacking on.
They're really great cookies here. Yeah, it's been interesting.
How has it been? You said 14 episodes you've done?
No, I haven't done. That's
total, you're still total. Doing? Oh.
Yeah. So I think you are, I think I have three more after you, and then that's...
Holy smokes.
Yeah, but it's been good.
That ellipse is like, we did 10 maybe last? That's crazy.
I know. Just me.
You feeling okay?
Yeah.
Just you? Good.
Yeah, it's Ken. Just me. Thanks a lot. Just kidding. it's been pretty good. You know, we've had some pretty good guests on.
Yeah.
I
heard Andrew was... I was talking to Andrew last night.
Yeah.
And he said it was good chats.
It was.
Nice.
It was good. I mean, all of this is like, it's pretty interesting to see how everybody evolves through their careers and all the kind of things they do. And, you know, I also, chatted with Gabe. I had him on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that was kind of interesting to chat with him. Really good dude.
Gabe is a good guy.
Yeah. So I was kind of, it was, you know, you and I, you know, had some, you know, I would say interesting interactions before.
Yeah.
You know, nothing on a negative basis, but just like, you know, what is this? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, you know, now things have evolved and we've had a few referrals and, you know, kind of gone backwards and forwards. And yeah, we'll see how things evolve. It's going to be kind of interesting.
Do you feel like people have, like, there's no, I mean, there are secrets, but there aren't really secrets. And generally those that are out there killing it are really collaborative and like pretty open.
Yeah. That's what you kind of find. You know, I've been, you know, had Luke Forrest on from Autodesk again.
Nice.
And, you know, chatted with him. You know, there's like a lot kind of going on. Also Sage here, you know, we're just chatting with those guys. They were saying that they wanted to get their president on to chat with me, which is going to be kind of cool. And, you know, we already work with Sage as it is. And, you know, as a Sage partner with integrations and stuff like that. So, yeah, lots of cool stuff going on. I've also had Motorola on. We're looking at cameras and kind of stuff with them as well. So there's some stuff going on. Relationships I've had in the past. So sort of, you know, focusing, you know, on site and Sitemax and what is it doing on that site.
Right.
And, you know, I've always been geeked out on like robotics and all that kind of stuff. And
oh, yeah.
It's just happening more and more and more, and how that all comes together, I think will be very interesting later down the path.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, but you know, you and I spent a lot of time, you know, over the years, did a lot of things, you know, chatting Sitemax and Sitemax stories and all the kind of stuff. Like, you think about all the things that we did. I mean, just, I don't know if anybody, you know, would, actually most people wouldn't know this, but, you know, there's, we did some trips, we did some fun stuff. We've been to, you know, Whistler a number of times.
Yep.
We went to Chicago.
Yeah, we did.
And that was a crazy trip. We went to Chicago Build and had a booth and took that all down. Andrew Hansen came with us.
Yeah.
And do you remember we, this is more entertainment for everyone listening. This is more like a, hey, this is kind of fun stuff to listen to. And everyone's heard you for so many years. And, but to share some of these stories, I mean, we found, actually you found this Airbnb we went and rented.
Yep.
And do you remember taking the Uber or the taxi to there? And we're like, are we coming into, because that's the time when Chicago was having this gun violence everywhere.
Wow.
And we're like, where are we going? Can you remember that?
Still having it. But yeah. But no, yeah, because it was in an area that was only within maybe 5 or 10 years had been going through like a gentrification, like a cleanup, and but not too far from like, because remember we went for like the late night snack walk at like 2 or 3, and we are like, I am not certain if we are going back tonight.
Yeah.
I was a little concerned in the back of my head.
Yeah. Because we went somewhere to eat, and then we walked back, and it was not.
No, it was like, it took the wrong road or something like that. But yeah, anyway. And okay, and was it, they have that river in Chicago.
The one that they turned green?
The one they turned green,
yeah.
Right? And they have that boat cruise, which is pretty cool because there's so much architecture.
Yeah.
That's awesome
amazing.
To see. It was incredible, but getting there, because you were saying beforehand,
I know.
What is it like?
Yeah.
So we had
to dump the stuff off back to the condo, and then we had only a certain amount of time to get to this boat cruise.
Yes.
Which was one of those flat things with the stairs that go up, and they had the beer thing in there.
Oh, that was awesome. But like the stereotypical hop in the cab, hop in the Uber, you're getting there, you're like, we're not going to make it. We gotta run on foot. And so we literally ditch the Uber and we're running through traffic. And I don't know what part of town we're on, but we're near the marina where the boats launch. And we hop up on the like abutment in the middle of the road. And without even thinking about it, just like looking forward, two of us jumped over, or maybe one person looked down and realized this is like a 4-story or 5-story drop onto concrete.
Yes, I remember. And you had to clear like at least 36 to 40 inches.
Almost 4 feet probably. Yeah. You had to jump. And we did it. And when you do that with nothing below, you don't think about it. But as I was jumping, I caught a glimpse of what was below me. And my momentum thankfully carried me over. That would have been
But we
like,
went around, I think, because you went first.
I went,
Yeah, I think Andrew and I, you said, hey.
That would have been
That could have been really bad.
Teeth smash and then
death. Yeah, cranial damage. So yeah, that was pretty brutal. But I think we actually, it was a good sprint of a K and a bit, for sure.
Oh yeah,
but
to get there.
Full speed.
To get there on time.
But 1,000 meters, 1,000 meters at a sprint, that's a long sprint. Like we were not going slow.
No. And we made it. You know, one of the things that you, because, you know, we'll go through some notes for this, but you said, what are some of the things that you're fond of or the memories or whatever? And immediately I wrote down the trips that we went on.
Yeah.
Like, and there's something to be said, and sometimes, I mean, maybe we undervalue the offsite
yeah.
or whatever, but you truly do build some of the greatest bonds and memories and things that allow you to go and do great things together when you're working and you're bumping shoulders, you know, in front of the computer or wherever you're in boardroom. But we went on some awesome trips, strategy stuff in Whistler, Chicago, you know, throwing those golf rounds, getting out there with the guys. Like, man, that was good times. That's probably where we had some of the best laughs, more on the cash, let loose.
Yeah.
Let the strategy flow side.
We did go to that really high-end experience on that restaurant.
Oh, Alinea.
Alinea. If everyone saw a chef's table, I think that was on that, right? Was that what it was?
Episode 1, season 2.
Right, and that's the Alinea. Experiential. You know, they had the everything is sort of it's sort of taste in 3D, basically, right?
You basically
look at stuff, you hear stuff, you smell stuff. The humidity of the room changes. It's nuts.
Oh, unforgettable.
Yeah, so that was pretty amazing.
You pay to go to a Broadway show, or you pay for? It's like dinner theater, but no actors, just.
And then you remember the hot dogs. Get your hot dogs. Remember that?
Oh, at the Cubs game.
The Cubs game you went to?
Yeah, we did go to a Cubs game.
So, you know what struck me was so weird about the difference between Canada and the United States is that the guy who was selling hot dogs is probably in his 60s, probably been doing it for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just happy. Happy doing that job, you think. You don't know his personal life, but it just seems like he actually had a passion for what he was doing. And that happens in the United States. Whereas here, people are like, I don't really want to do this, and that's all.
You think there's more soul south of the border?
Well, I will say, I went to New York, and New York has completely transformed from, the Italian influence, that sort of gritty kind of Bronx kind of sound, or the Italian sound, to now it's like you're in a different place.
Mm.
It's in a different, and the quality's gone down.
Right.
Like you go to a hot dog stand, it's actually better at Burrard in front of Lululemon than it is in New York. And that's true. It really, like, you go to that one that's a Burrard and Robson.
Japa Dog?
Nope, not Japa Dog. Just the regular guy that's there, right on the corner. And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the one in New York sucked. The bun sucked. The actual hot dog was lame. The onions weren't done properly. You didn't have all the same condiments that this guy has. I mean, New York was known for that.
Right.
Yeah, so it's unfortunate.
Yeah, these things that were fixtures in our head of, like, you know, greatness or the depth of the history and the quality and all that kind of stuff, you know, have taken a bit of a slide, I guess. Certain cities.
We also had this this one trip, which was pretty interesting. We were at Whistler, and you, myself, and Andrew had a lot of drinks. We were smoking some cigars and listening to this.
The site visit in half speed?
Was it half speed and then double speed? And it was so hilarious.
You know what? I probably have never laughed harder in my life. Some probably, you know, reasons for why we were laughing hard, but like, you know, just going through that experience of listening to ourselves and not taking the stuff too seriously.
Yeah.
Probably pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah. So what kind of other things can you remember? Do you have some, I mean, the notebook, hello.
Yeah. I still got the notebook going. I got like stacks and stacks of these in my whole professional career, but I've got, man, you know what? That'd be interesting. Cause I write down more than just like to-do stuff. I always write down like, oh, today was this, and I felt this way. Not in a weird way. Yeah,
it's like a diary.
There's a little bit of a diary aspect to this. I mean, it's good just to like maintain, like, oh man, I was in not a great spot, you know, fall of 2020 or something like that.
Yeah.
Who knows, right? But it'd be interesting because there'd be some good Sitemax probably insights in there. But one thing I did write down, I really loved. Do you remember when we would like, and as companies grow and evolve, obviously teams get built out, and you do things differently, and you know, responsibility gets shared and dispersed and everything like that. But when we did some of the first iterations of the mobile app changes, and we would like sit in front of the screen and be like, oh, this icon there. No, like this over here. Oh no, this color and this and whatever. And we built out a phase of like, when it was like, and Nikolai was like right in there and then a lot of the team and just the build stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of good things that came out of that and probably some like artifacts that were sticking around that were a pain later.
Yeah.
But man, just like that, the freedom to just build.
Yeah.
Ah, That was good. There's a couple years of just a really fast building.
I know. It's, you know, we're sort of trying to get back to that, but it's, you know, you have a, when an ecosystem gets quite large, it's difficult to get back to that agility.
Yep.
You know, with, and you'd think that, you know, you add bodies to that, it actually makes it worse.
Yep.
Yeah. You would think that, you know, having bigger teams and all that stuff. I think once you get a little bit bigger, there's a lot of, I would say, growing pains of trying to change behavior.
Yep.
to get bigger. And then once you're past that, I'm sure it's probably, you can probably see the benefits of that. But I think that transition stage is probably very difficult.
You know, one thing we always would talk about, and maybe we overused it, but I don't think that we were off base in it, is the punching out of your weight class,
mm-hmm.
or punching above your weight class.
Yeah.
So, you know, jumping over to Caliber,
mm-hmm.
one of the ethos of Caliber is, you know, being the small giant of our sandbox.
Right.
And small giant, you know, people will look and go, oh my goodness, you guys are building all these things and on the 200th corridor and, you know, all this condo product, just building after building. You guys are gigantic.
Yeah.
And we go, oh, that's interesting, because we don't, you know, we don't think that way. Okay. What does this small giant thing mean? And it's more of this ethos, and one of the values, SiteMax, was build more with less or something to the tune of that.
Yeah.
That's something that definitely was, that you stayed true to, and it sounds like you're staying true to today.
Yeah.
It's being able to build more with less. You move things a lot further. You can get back to a nimbleness mm-hmm. when you're doing that, when you can keep mentality small and just produce outsized results. And it shocks people too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, trying to do that on the marketing side, business development side is obviously, you know, difficult to, you know, and Braden often has customers that say, where have you been for the last 5 years? We didn't know you existed.
Right.
Right? And you're like, oh my God, like,
well, that part
if we had only been there.
Yeah, true.
You know, and it's just construction is so big, and it's such a geographical huge space of North America.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. So, but, you know, it's rewarding to some degree. I'm sort of ready for the next phase of how we do things. And, you know, it's definitely motivating to continue to, you know, create a return for everybody and do our things. And
what, you know, one of the things that was in there as well was talking about industry events and things like BuildX. It seems like I was following some of the, I mean, even the social presence that you guys were putting out.
Yeah. Titana's been pounding it out.
Right, that's what I mean.
And she's done a great job.
Yeah, and noticing it a lot more, even from that sense. And it's not like you added 3 or 4 or 5 people. Just a focused attention, you know, put a little more consistency and all this kind of stuff. So, but also BuildX as a whole, it did seem like there was a lot more buzz this year around it. And even just walking the floor here, you know, late on the second day, seems like the industry's really come out, which is cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, even on our social engagement, I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, we have increased 5% just in the 1 month.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's not a lot.
Yeah.
But if you do that every month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you know,
totally.
You basically, you know, you've gone at it, right? So, but yeah, the engagement's been way more like hockey stick stuff in terms of traffic and all that. So she's done a really great job. Yeah. So it's pretty good. And, you know, I'm actually focusing on, so upstairs in the podcast room there, we've got a couple of plants. We actually have one side is actually SiteMax and the other side is a site visit. So I'm going to be doing all of these videos. And you know, sort of realized that to double down as, you know, you kind of have two sort of schools of thought. You can either be, you know, the quiet kind of person in the background, or you can actually lead the charge and be the personality on the front. So that's what I've decided to do, is really, really push it home.
That's good.
Talk about technology and you know, we have a bunch of themes that I will be doing these videos on. So that's going to be pretty cool. Use that technology that we have when we bought all that stuff. So we decided to just keep at it.
Well, I mean, that's probably a good decision, right? I mean, be the face, be the voice, and the most intimate knowledge of everything that's going on is in your head.
Yeah,
you get that out there. That in itself will create a buzz. That's probably an uptick from, you know, anything else that just could be noise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, short ones today.
Yep.
Tatiana's like
time to go.
No,
time to wrap
up. She's doing this with the time.
Oh, like, we're 2 minutes over.
Are we? Jeez.
James,
anyway, this was awesome.
Appreciate you having me back, man.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay, cool.
Well, that does it for another episode of The Site Visit. Thank you for listening. Be sure to stay connected with us by following our social accounts on Instagram and YouTube. You can also sign up for our monthly newsletter at sitemaxsystems.com/thesitevisit, where you'll get industry insights, pro tips, and everything you need to know about The Site Visit podcast and SiteMax, the job site and construction management tool of choice for thousands of contractors in North America and beyond. SiteMax is also the engine that powers this podcast. All right, let's get back to building.